Welcome to episode 343 of the 8-Bit Geek. We're inching closer to 350. Who would have thunk it, huh?
350.
Look at 350. Us. Hey guys, look at us. Who would have thunk? Huh? Yeah, okay, cool.
You're trying to be Paul Rudd? You're trying to recreate the Paul Rudd meme
from but Hot you guys, Ones? Yeah, you guys didn't Hot Ones me back, so.
No.
It was a failed attempt. It's always a good first impression for people who are listening for the first time to see someone just crash and burn in the first 5 seconds.
It is, because it's funny.
Yep.
Let's check this show out. Look, oh, man. Wow. Fuck that guy, huh?
Oh, he beefed it.
Oh, he beefed it so good.
I like the other two.
Yeah, the ones that just immediately start ragging on him. God, I love the show already.
If this is your first time listening, well, let me tell you what it's about. Let me tell you what it's like to listen to us. We're sort of like Amazon, Amazon.com. You know, we're convenient, we're easy, and we can be at your fingertips in an instant.
Whoa.
Unless, of course, you want to go to the Amazon brick and mortar store where we sell Amazon.com products in a store. And then you would see our faces, and it's just a complete turn off. Then you'll never want to buy from us again. And that's just us in a nutshell. And I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who would stand in line for an hour to shop at an Amazon store rather than shop on the app or buy online.
I mean, it's their 4-star store. So it's only products that have 4 stars and above. And then I don't have to pay for shipping, even though I'm Prime. But then I can have it same day. So even if the item only costs $2, then I can still have it the same day instead of having to find other things to get over the $35 threshold for the same day delivery. You know what I mean? So really, joke's on them because I'm not spending $35 just to get shit shipped to me on the same day.
Yet, how often do you buy? Just what's your names?
I don't feel like I want to tell them now. I don't want to say anymore, Jeff Bezos. I know that's you under that Jeremy mask that you bought on Amazon for $299.99.
Do you damn kids got me again?
What's all that Bezos? You meddling kids. I'm Kevin.
I'm Doug.
Yeah, so listen, I wrote that after I went to the mall this weekend and they just opened this Amazon 4-star store. And I walked by and first of all, I saw one line and I saw a line of people and I go, what are people lining up for? And then I saw an Amazon shirt and then he turned around and it was an Amazon employee. And I was like, oh, Amazon? Cool. Oh, here comes a sneeze.
Here comes a sneeze.
Is that what the employee says? Oh no, yeah. Here comes a sneeze.
Here comes a sneeze.
He sneezed all over the customers.
And so then I keep walking and I see a second line with more Amazon employees in front of the Amazon 4-star store. And I looked inside and I started laughing. And I count how long someone's waiting in line. Because we're on our way to the Lego store. And I'm just laughing to myself because I was like, these people know that they can just order this instantly, right? Like, why the fuck is anyone standing in line to shop on Amazon at a store? To me, it's very confusing. I was like, this is like the anti-Amazon store. It's not convenient at all. And so, yeah, there was two lines in the center of the mall with at least 100 people in them waiting for their turn to go into the Amazon.com store.
Okay. That, but Well, once you're in there, like, everything's paid for through the app, right? Like, you just pick everything out and then walk out? Like, you don't have to, like, wait in another line to get, like, checked out, right?
No, they have that technology in what's it called? In their...
Seattle, the grocery store.
Yeah, their grocery stores. That hasn't come to, like, normal stores yet.
Amazon Fresh or whatever the fuck those are called.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't that. This is just a... This is what Doug said. It's Amazon 4-star. They have all the products from Amazon.com that are 4-star products or 4-star or above.
What's the, I mean, what's the layout of the store like? I mean, is it like an Apple store?
It's like a, it's like a, you know, it's got on one side, it's got books. So the whole wall is books. And then it's got a toy section, an electronic section.
Okay.
It's got all the, and then of course they have every single Amazon product there, like Kindles and all that. And then it's got the Ring products and all that shit. So it's like, think of it like kind of like a Barnes and Nobles.
Okay. Because I was thinking it wouldn't be the size of like a Target or anything. But
no.
Probably...
No, it's not.
No, it's... and it's supposed to be rotating inventory. And that way, you know, every time you go, it could there could be keeps different items and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So it, it just, maybe I would have went in if there wasn't a line just to look around and like been like,
yeah,
oh,
I mean,
okay,
they
I guess
just
I
opened, you know, you probably went like day one.
I don't know, man.
You know, week one, they literally just opening. I'm sure once they, if they become commonplace enough, you won't see that anymore.
But I just found it so fascinating and so funny that people were willing to walk in and like wait in line to shop at Amazon. I was just like, I literally can open my phone and buy the same junk and have it in a, the same day.
I wonder if we'll get to a point where it's also like, hey, I'm going to buy this on Amazon. Like, you can do same day pickup. Like, okay, cool. Oh, yeah. Hey, we see that the one by the mall near, in the mall near you has it available.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do that. That for sure. But I was also wondering if this would be year round or are they just doing it for the holidays?
Great idea to be a pop-up store for the holidays, though. Yeah. I mean, that's going to make them a lot of money.
Yeah. Especially since I'm sure a lot of those 4-star and above like items are probably all like shitty gift giving, you know, like stuff that you wouldn't necessarily buy on your own.
Yeah. Oh, but, no, like, there's definitely stuff in there like a neck massager, you know, like you look through the window and you just see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Kev, a neck massager.
Santa's condoms. 4-star.
Yeah, Santa's condoms, right? You know,
for the ho ho ho's. God damn it. Kale face myself.
So, yeah, it's just fucking weird to me. But hey, big news, guys. I was going to go on Amazon and buy an HD antenna, but I didn't. I was going to buy an HD local antenna, you know, because I called the cable company and I canceled my cable.
Good.
We were looking to save a little bit of money. No, because we bought cars, we don't have any. So we're looking to cut where we can, and you know, cable was one of them. We never watch it. We always watch streaming or like, you know, Plex or whatnot. And it's like, I don't need it. So I was like, okay. So we canceled it. I actually, you know, I was at 75 down, 75 up. Now I'm upgrading to 500 down, 500 up.
Nice. That's good. That's really good.
So for $80 a month, I was paying 130. So I'll save
because of those bundled deals.
Yeah, the bundled deal. Yep. So got rid of cable. Don't need it. And then I was going to buy the HD signal, like the local channel antenna. But then I remembered that Roku and Apple TV all have the local channels built in. Like all you have to do is open the NBC app and hit live.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
makes sense.
It's all there. So I was like, not needed.
Yeah, I think Roku, maybe it's Sling TV. I was seeing a lot of ads for it's an antenna thing for the local channels for them, but it's just to get like a better signal, I guess. Because, you know, just because you have the Roku box sitting in your living room doesn't mean that it's necessarily picking up the clearest signal. So it's one of those like window things. Like you literally go stick it to a window nearby.
Yeah.
It's clear, and it just runs a cable down the side of your window and then over to the box or whatever.
And that's what this, I was essentially going to,
it might be wireless.
Well, no, it's a cable. Yeah. It's a cable. So, cause that's what I was going to buy online, but I just said, I was like, nah, because I could just stream the local channel. Like, I just stream it through the app. So I was like, all right, well, I'd still get a freaking 4K signal or, you know, 1080p, whatever. So, anyways,
there you go.
If you like what you're listening to and you like what we're doing, well, you can always check out our website and see more of us. It's www.the8bitgeek.com. And you can go there. You can find our Discord channel where you can chat with us and chat with a whole bunch of other like-minded people. It's a lot of fun. You should join in. You'll find our other podcasts there. We have 8-Bit Saga, and we have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, two wonderful shows that you should definitely check out. And then, of course, we have our Patreon. We do a lot over there for you on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get some amazing content. We do a daily show over there. So please, if you like us, go support that because, man, I would love for everyone to listen to those daily shows. Because we put a lot of work into that, into those, and we're really proud of it. But it's definitely a select group that get to hear it.
Yeah.
It's a select group. And I feel like more. I feel like that content can be enjoyed by a lot more. So please, go donate $5 for 1 month. Go check it out and see if you like it. If you do, keep it up. If not, then you can cancel. It's no big deal.
And you get the whole backlog. So just $5, you listen to like 100 episodes at this point.
Oh, we're well past that. We do 5 episodes a week.
For the diner? Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Also, you can get extended shows of the 8-Bit Geek. So if you like the 8-Bit Geek, you can catch a little bit of the behind the scenes with a pre-show and a post-show. All right? So go check that out. Go check out the Patreon on our website. Go do it. Go right now.
Go.
Do it while you're listening to us.
Yeah.
You know? Just go there and sign up.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? No. No, don't go to... No, don't open up Reddit. No, close that tab.
Sorry.
Go.
Wait, why are you going incognito?
Yeah, what? Oh, you dirty.
No, 8-Bit doesn't start with P-O-R.
Yeah, fucking dirty. How dare you listen to us and then go to those websites? Your sound is on. Your sound is on. Wait, your mother can hear you from heaven. Turn it off. All right.
God, the chat. Oh, some bad people.
Yeah, seriously. All right, let's see. Hey guys, also, if you want to check out the Discord, we got something fun going on over there right now. Last year, it was our first year doing it. It was a huge success, so we're doing it again this year. We're doing Secret Santa. We're doing 8-Bit Geek Secret Santa. It's a lot of fun over there. Go check it out. It's all the details are in the Discord. You'll get matched up with another fan. You'll get sent gifts, and you'll send gifts. And we only had one screw up last year where somebody didn't get to get their gift, but then we
I think it was taken care of. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and we 8-Bit Geek was hooked someone up too.
Yeah, we gave a super box.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus, we did good.
Yeah, that was awesome. And the person who got it was just, I don't even know if they listen anymore. I hope they do.
They're like, what is this box?
Yeah, they're like, what did, I remember I used to listen to these guys.
I listened to one episode.
And I got this awesome $200 gift set.
Right.
So, anyways, go check out our Secret Santa over on Discord. You can find all that info on the website. But right now, we're getting into some our own reviews. We talked about Amazon earlier today, but we like to take the reviews from Amazon that people post for the products, and we like to read them back because, God damn, some of them are funny. In a little segment we like to call Amazon product. Nope, can't put that in the title. We're working on it. It's a working title. It's just reviews with 8-Bit. Doug is going to go first. It's more or less a Q&A for a product for pencils.
Okay. Sorry. I was trying to make sure that the image wasn't being cut off and that's all there was.
I minimized it this time. I hope it worked.
Yeah. All right. Question. about pencils.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are all of these the same length because they are pre-sharpened? If so, how? The answer.
Oh, man.
A two-step process, actually. A Nordic person of Viking descent is responsible for sharpening each pencil by hand. Hiring of this role is very thorough. One must provide a DNA test to prove they are genetically related to Vikings.
Nice.
Step two. A little person, preferably of Asian or German background, fulfills quality control by measuring each pencil twice. Uneven pencils, too short, are rejected. A third of the rejects are donated to third world countries, and another third are sold to the U.S. government at a 7,000% markup. The remaining third are further sharpened down and sold to the mini putt-putt industry.
Oh, mm-hmm. Truth.
There has been some controversy as to the background requirements of the QA positions, as non-Asians and non-Russian little people have proven to be more than capable to perform these duties, even exceeding the abilities of the preferable applicants. The industry is finally coming around, it seems. Just last year, Scotty McTool won Q&A Little Person of the Year Industry Award, the first non-Asian or non-Russian to do so in 50-plus years.
Huh.
I do like, however, it was German earlier and Russian down below.
So there you There's go.
Magnificent post.
It's fantastic. So, mine is going to be on an Xbox controller. And this is for a wireless Xbox. The Microsoft Xbox wireless controller plus wireless adapter for Windows 10. this is by MCR, who says, "Not so wireless." Sad face. 5 stars down to 2. "This controller is not wireless unless you feed it batteries. Once your batteries run out of juice, the controller will not work unless you connect a cord to it. So essentially, not wireless." If you unplug the cord, basic phone charger cord, it will not work without 2 AA batteries, and this thing will suck your batteries dry. Look on Amazon for a 50-pack of AA batteries on the cheap. Otherwise, read my original purchase date reply below. Which, it works like a charm, because you can definitely plug it in with the USB receiver turn on your controller. Press the buttons to connect each other and you're good to go. Not sure why Xbox controller is like $50. It's just plastic made from, feels cheap. Maybe keep the weight down. I don't know. But 2 stars.
Oh, man.
But definitely not wireless.
Definitely.
Gotta plug it in at some point.
Oh, no. Okay. Well. I was not ready for this. All right. This is for a toilet brush.
Is it cut off for you, Kev? Do you see it being cut off?
Yes. Can you adjust that for me, please?
I adjusted that down, too.
Thank you. That's good. Oh, God. There's a photo attached to this of toilet paper and some brown finger prints on the toilet paper. God damn it.
Well, I mean, get to it, man.
This one is it's a 1-star review from Aaron. Aaron.
Aaron.
This is 1-star verified purchase, by the way. Poo still in the toilet.
Mm.
I brought this toilet brush from Amazon a few weeks ago.
Obviously, there's still poo on his fingers as he's typing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he brought it with him. So. He was at the Amazon store.
Oh, he went to the Amazon store.
See, yeah, the 4-star or whatever, yeah. So the night before, I had quite substantial... God damn it. The night before, I had quite substantial diarrhea. Diarrhea. So I decided to purchase a Prime item due to the speed of delivery. On arrival, I've noticed... Should I wait for him?
Yeah. Okay. There he is. He's back.
That,
w-
What was that?
Hey!
Why are you trying to leave? Did you get offended at this post?
Yeah, yeah, the dire hoey really turned me off.
All right, let's start from there again.
It just went completely black. Even my camera was gone. Yeah, it just completely blinked out.
And then you woke up.
You left the call, it said. Oh, well. All right. The night before, I had quite substantial diarrhea, so I decided to purchase a prime item due to the speed of delivery. On arrival, I noticed that the brush was of rubber material. Strange, as I've not seen this on a brush before. Regardless, after first inspection, I immediately went to clean the toilet, which by at this point was almost cemented with brown smears.
Jesus.
The trauma did not end there. Scrubbing away the brush snapped, and my hand followed through on a relatively large piece of feces. That's so bad how it's spelled. Feces, as shown from the photo above. Oh, he went diving. To summarize, I would not recommend this brush to anyone. No one should have to experience the severe trauma I did that autumn day. 7 people found this helpful.
7 people read that and were like, huh, yeah, yeah, I get that.
Good to know.
It's made out of rubber?
Yeah. I'll know what to do next time I get diarrhea.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Hey, guys. Listen, I'm going to need you two to start, like, go to the movies more and supporting film. Because shit's weak right now. All right?
Shit's weak.
Mm-hmm. Shit's weak. So there were 4 movies that came out this week, and all of them bombed. Literally. The Midway came out, and that bombed. It was $17.5 million. Dr. Sleep came out and bombed at $14 million. Playing with Fire, $12 million, and Last Christmas at $11 million. Here's the... Terminator bombed, too. That only made $10 million in its second week. In its second week, guys. Here's the problem I know with one movie. Dr. Sleep is a horror film released after Halloween. Yeah. So this should have been released in October, right, guys?
Yeah. They probably just didn't have the means to. So.
I've never even heard of Midway. I'm looking at it right now, and this is a star-studded cast, but this movie fucking... I didn't hear anything about it. I've never heard of it. I've never seen any trailers for it.
I've seen so many trailers for this thing, and I wanted to go see it, just never did.
Is that one of the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's Ed Skrein, or whatever you say his last name, Patrick Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Luke Evans, Mandy Moore, Dennis Quaid, Aaron Eckhart, Nick Jonas, Darren Criss, like just a fuck ton of people.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It looks superb. Right, it looks superb.
Sounds like Oscar, babe.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Looks like it.
2 hours and 18 minutes of Oscar bait. So, let's see. And Last Christmas looked good too. And nobody went to go see that. So Christmas movies are failing already.
Well, why would you bother going to the theater to see a Christmas movie when you know Netflix is about to spew out 1,000 of them, and so is the Hallmark Channel.
Oh my God!
I was gonna say, the Hallmark Channel makes its money during this.
Excuse me. All of them. Anna Kendrick and Paul Rudd are about to release a Christmas movie on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Disney Plus as well. Like, and probably old like Disney Channel original movie Christmas movies as well. Like, I mean, all that shit's probably gonna drop tomorrow morning.
Oh, you know what? It's not Paul Rudd. It's our boy from Barry.
Will Forte.
No, from Barry.
Yeah, Will Forte.
No, dumb. Don't do this to me. Bill Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Hader. Okay, I'm still on board.
That's what I said.
Oh no,
sorry, I have Will Forte on the mind because he's in that new Scooby-Doo movie coming out as the voice of Shaggy, and I'm watching the trailer going like, who the fuck is doing this voice, because it's very clearly not Matthew Lillard.
I
looked it up and I was like, what, because it the way they like promo the movie, it's like Zac Efron and Mark Wahlberg, and I'm like, who the fuck are these guys in this movie? And then I was like, okay, clearly Zac Efron is Freddie Jones or whatever his name is. And then it was like, yeah, but who the fuck is, who's doing?
Mark Wahlberg's gonna be Scooby.
No, Mark.
Woof, woof.
No, I thought that too. That'd be funny. But no, I guess they're fans of like a TV show or a comic book character in this one called like Blue Falcon or something like that. And then he's the voice of that. But that's another thing. There's other like famous actors like in this TV show world, it seems like, that are like voicing these characters where it's like, the fuck did they get these people to do this? It's a CG Scooby-Doo movie. It actually looks pretty good. The trailer, I was not turned off.
I was not, but I was very turned off by Scooby-Doo's voice. I don't like it.
Scooby's voice?
Yeah.
Voiced by the guy who's done the voice of Scooby for like the last 30 years.
Stop it. It's the same guy? Why does it sound so weird?
Because he's old.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, he kind of aged.
Ed asks in the chat, Jared, can you talk about this movie yet? Me personally, no, I can't. I'm still.
Nope.
Oh.
You pissed off Doug again. He's gone.
Why does he hate us so much? What's going on with his internet?
If we're not with his opinion, he's just like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, he's really, he's gone full Trump.
My way or the highway.
You know, I have a feeling that if he left, soon the chat's going to die because he's not coming back out. Uh-oh. And there goes, oh, no, I'm all alone. There went everyone. What happened? All right, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We're back. But Discord had some issues. It went down. That's what we used to record the show so we could see each other and, like, get the audio out to everybody. It went down in the middle of the show. Obviously, they didn't know that we were recording. So we wrote them a quick tweet. We said, hey, motherfuckers, you don't update during 8-bit geek time. And they were like, yeah, we're sorry. Then they got it right back up for us.
I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Was that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
So, our alarm didn't go off. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. We'll get that back up for you. Let me go flip that switch.
It was a switch. It's a particular 8-bit switch, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed actually asked, he said, he in the chat, he said, hey, Jerry, are you able to talk about, you know, this Scooby-Doo movie yet? And I said, no, I'm, you know, I can promote it, but I can't talk about my role in it yet. So they're keeping that under wraps for now.
What?
Yeah, what?
Wait, whose voice are you doing? And by the way, I got all three rings closed just now. I don't know what I did to do it right now in the middle of the show.
You worked out.
The stream crashed and my heart rate jumped. It must be it.
Oh, let's see here. Let me just reply to my friend who I just got a notification about closing all their rings. Done. Done.
Isn't that weird? Right in the middle of the show.
So, I'm playing a version of Scooby-Doo, guys.
Oh, is this the end of the Scooby-verse?
Into the Scooby-verse?
No. I can't talk about it. let's see. Okay, let's get into the news real quick. And here's a bad idea. I always like when the show starts off with bad ideas. James Dean has been cast in a new movie, guys.
Hey, good on him. You know? 60 years dead, still getting roles.
That's right.
You still got it.
Taking,
clap, 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 clap.
Taking roles from these young actors who are starving.
Yeah. Right? The ultimate boomer move. Come back from the dead and fucking take a role from a young person. There is no fucking more way you can be more boomer than James Dean. He didn't even fucking know.
Yeah, he's coming back in a form of CGI to star in a film. And,
hey, you know what? We've seen it done before.
Yeah, but a lot of actors are coming up against this. They're like, this is ridiculous. Like, James Dean would never want this to happen. And a lot of people aren't happy with it.
How do they know that?
Well, obviously, James Dean.
If anyone ever makes CGI of me.
If you told him that this was a possibility when he was 27 years old, or however old he was when he died.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. One day in the future, your great-grandkids, about the time that they're alive, right, they're going to be able to put you in a movie, even though you're dead, using these you know, the computers. You've heard of them, right? You know, the big fucking things that fill multiple rooms to get people to the moon, shit like that. Yeah, those things, They're going to put you in a movie. He'd and, be like, what fucking crack are you smoking? Let me have some before I drive my car.
And
spoiler
okay,
alert.
First of all, spoilers. Second of all, before he said that, though, he would go, you're telling me there's going to be a city of computers that can make movies?
Yeah. Yeah, and you also have a computer. Everyone will carry a computer in their pocket.
Because they'll make them so small shit. For it. Now we know what killed James Dean. Someone obviously told him that.
He had an aneurysm in the car.
He's like, fuck me, man.
Too much to think about, man.
He would just literally be like, none of this makes sense. It's impossible. What you're talking about is science fiction will never be there. And so, James Dean would never know. We don't fucking know if he would want that or not. Yeah. Who's to say? He's dead.
His family said it was okay. So they're going to do it.
Who's left in his family? Did he even have, at 27, did he have any kids?
The people, people controlling his estate.
There.
Uncles, cousins.
They said it's fine, then it's fine.
So, I guess actors don't like it because of the fact that it's not them performing, and they're like, they wouldn't want that for themselves.
Then as an actor in this day and age, you need to make sure that in your will, that you put, do not reprise me posthumously for a role like Robin Williams did. You finish the projects I'm in, but you don't bring me back for any new shit.
Yeah,
that's
but
why,
that's
why they
the
couldn't
thing.
Use him in the new Aladdin movie.
But that's the so that's the problem though, right? What about people that don't get to sign that and don't get to it's a slippery slope.
Is it though? Because we bring back so many people for so many different movies and things. I mean, you got to think all these war movies and shit. How many times has Winston Churchill been in a movie? He didn't get to ask permission to be represented in the media past his death, but yet we still do it with CG and cosmetics and stuff.
True.
Makeup and whatnot. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry that, people from the old West and these Westerns and Wyatt Earp and shit didn't get a chance to be asked if they wanted to be represented in movies or have someone else play them.
Chud Fu brings up a good point. He says, at what point does the studio just get to buy your likeness because you needed the money or because they can make more money off of you and you don't see anything from it or your family doesn't see anything from it?
They already do that. I mean, especially think about the Star Wars movies and stuff. Every time they use Han Solo, Mark Hamill, or Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia's likenesses in video games or books or comics and stuff, chances are those actors are not getting shit from that because that's not technically toys and merchandising, right? That character is based on their likeness, which they essentially gave up for those roles. That's why we got Carrie Fisher.
Yes, but that's also in established. That's true, but that's also established franchises. But now we're talking a completely new role as well, right?
I mean, yeah, I think there's still going to be an actor behind that performance.
There has to be.
Even if they're just portraying, because, what was his name?
I don't think it's good enough. I don't even think we're good enough at that point. Gemini Man just came out, and that was shitty, that whole CGI performance. At some points it looked real, but it still looked lifeless and dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, but the technology's there. I mean, look at deepfakes. I mean, they could deepfake James Dean today on anything, really.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different. Like, if you look at how they... that's why I bring up Gemini Man, because they spent $200 million on this film.
Man.
And so, the technology that they used was the latest and greatest in CGI, and they still couldn't even get it right.
Well, and again... did you watch the Corridor Digital thing about it? Well, they talked about it and they tore it apart, but they also talked about how they saw it in the
intended version. Yeah.
And they're like, it looks way better in that than it does in normal frame rates for whatever reason. For some reason you lose it in a normal film, which is so crazy to me. I don't understand how that happens, but at the same time you think about things like Thanos and Marvel, your brain is telling you that's fake, but at the same time they did such a good job with the complexity of his skin and the pores and and all that stuff stretching and moving with his face, and the hairs on his face reflecting light the way it's supposed to, and his skin reflecting light the way it's supposed to, that it looked very real because of how we've gotten. Now, again, he's a giant blue man, so or purple.
Right, and that's what I was going to bring up, it's not a human face, so you're more inclined to get lost in that, you know, make-believe.
Mo says the thing about the dude from Tron was all CG. Yeah, but the problem with him is that they didn't do what they did with Thanos and Tron, and that they didn't map his skin, and so it's very smooth. His pores don't move, his lips don't move right, and even the lighting on his face is incorrect.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they do a lot of long shots with him. They don't do like many face close-ups with him.
Yeah.
Gonzo says, well, despite the tech, how was Gemini Man? It's okay. It's a rental. Bill Murray has been confirmed for the Ghostbusters 2020 return. Finally, he's coming back. for another one.
It sucks that they just couldn't do this when Harold Ramis was still alive, man.
You know,
it took this long to get them back together.
I read a lot about that situation between him and Bill, and there's a lot of reports. You know, obviously the first thing that comes up is that Bill Murray had such a disdain for Sony, and it was the whole him versus the studio thing. And but I guess some of it as well was because of him and Harold. Harold wrote and directed like Bill's biggest movies of his career. And so Bill felt like he couldn't get away. You know, everybody was like, well, Harold Ramis is responsible for you. And so Bill Murray was like, no, that's not true. And like, I, you know, he wanted to get away from his shadow, but, Harold Ramis did, what was it? He did Groundhog's Day. He did Stripes. He also did what's the golf one?
Oh, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Ghostbusters. And so like the biggest movies that put Bill Murray like on the map. So that's the word on the street. So, and I guess they had closure and stuff. It was the first time they spoke in a very long time when, you know, Harold was dying. So,
well, I remember reading that around that time too. I remember being like, I did not know about any of this. I did not know that they were like not on speaking terms for like 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but it's good to see that Bill Murray's going to come back and close out this chapter. And hopefully we can get some good Ghostbuster movies in the future. And this one will be great. I really hope. It looks like, this was reported this week, which is going to be a lot of fun, that all the Marvel shows are going to play part in the movies. So Marvel's Loki TV show will tie into Doctor Strange 2.
Nice.
And also you will see all the other new shows like She-Hulk and who else? What's the other new TV shows that they're doing?
Miss Marvel.
And also, oh, what's his name with the Moon? Moon Knight. Moon Knight is also.
Because also a she.
Yeah. That's right. Is it?
Moon Knight also a she?
I thought Moon Knight was a he.
I don't know. I may be thinking of Misty Knight. Or whatever her name is.
I think Moon Knight's a he, if I'm not mistaken. So, but they're all going to go and get and be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They'll all probably get their own movies as well as TV shows. So it's all interconnecting.
That's a he.
And the nerds, the neckbeards, hate it. Of course they do. Why not? I looked on Reddit when this was posted, and of course everyone just complained, and everyone was all about, oh, now I gotta watch the TV show to enjoy the movies. And I was like, didn't you guys just want this before? Like,
yeah. Weren't you just bitching about how Daredevil and Punisher and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist and Luke Cage didn't tie into the movies, and you're mad about it?
So here's the thing that they were mad about.
Women.
Oh,
I know.
No, yeah, not only that, but oh, now I'm gonna be forced to have to get a Disney Plus account if I just want to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, because you're already gonna buy it, motherfucker. You want to watch The Mandalorian,
right?
You dumb piece of shit.
Anytime someone tries to come at me with like this, oh, now I have to watch a bunch of these shows for it to get to like the whole story, and it's like, okay, you've obviously never bought a comic book or a comic book series when you know you have stuff like events like the Civil War or something like that where it goes over multiple comics to get the full story. Like I spent my childhood savings trying to collect the whole Death of Superman fucking comics because there was like 8 coming out a fucking week.
Well, that was
don't give me that shit.
And that was a bad investment on your part.
It was. I mean, it would have been nice if I would have had them in mint condition this today, but.
I don't think that they'll play a huge role. I don't think you're going to miss a lot if you don't watch them, obviously. But who in their right minds is not going to have Disney Plus? I mean, seriously.
Agreed.
So I think it's silly.
I mean, there'll be people who's protesting it, but
and there's also people who will torrent it and tempt fate. I mean, I've seen what Mickey Mouse gets up to in South Park. Every time he shows up, he's capping people. So I'm starting to feel like that's not a joke anymore.
Oh, man.
Let's see. The Witcher series coming to Netflix. Oh, you know what somebody said to me at work? They were like, well, this is the end of Netflix. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? This is the end of Netflix. And they're like, well, you got Disney Plus and you got HBO coming out and you got the NBC app. Netflix has got nothing. And I go, do you realize that they put out like fucking 700 original shows and movies every year? And they're like, yeah, but they're losing everything else. And I go, it doesn't matter. They're establishing their own stuff. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just like this right here, where the Netflix showrunner has said that they have 7 seasons planned out.
For The Witcher.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't even mention it was for The Witcher. Which, by the trailer, looks like it's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah.
It does.
Oh, whew, can't wait.
That's crazy that they already have 7 seasons planned, like, off the gate. Especially if you're something like Netflix, where they usually, like, it's rare that the shows get past, like, a third season. You know, there's only few, like, you know, Orange is the New Black and, you know, stuff like that. So it's crazy.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things get... Three. Yeah, well, they got
three. What I'm saying, but not too many, though.
I think mega hits will get past 3. Yeah. And I think that this has the potential to be their Game of Thrones. So they will make the most of it. So, and I think even if it doesn't go past 7, I mean, even if it doesn't go past 3... You better believe your ass that Apple TV or someone else will pick it up. Mm-hmm. If it's good.
God, even the picture of just him on the horse looks amazing.
He nailed everything, dude. Inflections, voice, like he sounds great. I think they need to hire him for Witcher 4. Replace that other boring guy.
God damn. There goes the Witcher fanboys losing their mind at Jeremy now.
Should I go get this apple for you? I guess so.
Smells like lilac and gooseberries.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game of...
What? Is it Saw?
What? Yeah, is it Saw?
You want to play a game?
Yeah, will the unicorn show up? Drizzle the Ripper says. Oh, that unicorn.
Let's see. Disney gets to have Star Wars The Force Awakens and more back because they struck a deal with Starz. So Starz had some streaming rights to some of their movies and shows. Looks like movies, maybe. And they struck a deal and they said, you know what? Let's get those back. And in order to do so, they told Starz that they will run ads for them on Disney Plus. Now hold up, pump your brakes and don't get angry just yet. We're not getting 30-second ads in between our shows yet. This is just going to be on the login page. You'll see an ad for Starz. So it's a small price to pay for them to get their stuff back. So why not? Do it. So that's interesting. That'll be fun. I really hope that they don't. I really hope they stay ad-free. Please, Disney.
Seriously. Yeah, if I want to watch ads, I'll use your other service, Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. Because I don't want them.
If they end up doing ads, like, either before or after the shows, I swear to God, I mean, I've already paid for 3 years, so I'm already paid up. but I will I will download your shows.
Yeah, but I will complain. I will be a keyboard warrior.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like yeah, I've already paid for 3 years and I'm gonna deal with this, but like, god damn it. But I would say like a 30-second commercial or less in between episodes, not a big deal. Commercial breaks during an episode, big deal.
Yeah. No, if you're binging and you're just like, all right, well, I'll deal with 30 seconds. Not a big deal.
Because you know what that 30 seconds is?
Another Disney commercial.
Well, no, I mean, that's when you go pee.
That's true. Yeah.
That's when you go grab a snack real quick or whatever, right? You just like, cool, okay, thank you for building in a time for me to stand up off my fucking fat ass.
Yeah, HBO Now does that for the most part, like between their episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, and I'm fine with that because it's like, one, cool, thank you for showing me something I may have missed out on entirely, like the commercial for the new fucking HBO show coming out later, The Outsider. Fuck me, that looks awesome. Would have missed that had I not seen it at the end of an episode, right?
Yeah.
Show looks fucking great. But yeah, I'm cool, especially with Disney Plus. Like, hey, you might actually need to let me know what else you have available on this service, where do I fucking begin?
Well, they already gave you a 3-hour YouTube video for it. Just watch that, man.
Who's got the... Yeah, okay.
You were about to say who's got the time.
Who's got the time? Well, what? Who does have the time? But also, like... I'm not going to scrub through 3 hours to find out what all they have. Just give me the 30 seconds, like all your favorite 90s Disney Channel original movies with quick clips from Johnny Tsunami and all those, you know, Brink and Luck of the Irish and all that shit. And I'll be like, oh shit, fuck yeah, adding that to my watch list.
I am fairly certain that we will lose Doug this week to Disney Plus. We may never see him again.
If there's a Discord API, we're gonna see what he's watching the whole time.
All right, so let's move on to gaming, because that's a thing that we do after we talk about movies if this is your first time. The head of PlayStation has talked a little bit of why you won't see first party games.
Why
you won't see any first party games on the PlayStation Now at launch. So essentially, Xbox. Now you got me doing. Essentially,
you did it yourself.
Yeah, you did.
Now you guys did that to me. So the Xbox Game Pass does it. Origin does it. You know, Ubisoft is doing it. Everybody is putting their first party games on their subscription service, and Sony's like, "Nah, we ain't gonna do it." And then everyone else said, "Cool. Well." Looks like I'm not a PlayStation Now subscriber.
Yeah.
And plus, they also ask $14.99 a month while everyone else is asking for a lot less.
No, they ask for $14.99 a month, but they also give a lot more. I mean, think about it. Premiere, the Origin Access is $14.99. Yeah. If you do the Game Pass on its own for Xbox, it's $14.99, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fair Ultimate price, but not for what they offer
compared to what they're offering. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot Uplay is also $14.99. So,
yeah. So, I mean, it's a fair price point.
Hey, just forget what I said there in the beginning.
I always do.
Oh, damn.
You look at me in the eyes when you say it. Don't you dare look down. You look at me square in the eyes. Say it.
I always do.
Yeah, how do you feel now that you saw my face?
Oh, I can't see your face because I'm looking at my camera.
You can't have it both.
No, I'm trying to log into Discord on my phone because guess what? After their little server crash, it logged me out. And I don't remember my fucking password. Who knows this stuff?
Let's see. What
I
they,
don't know.
What
I mean, I
say?
can see why, but it's a bad business decision for Sony because of the fact that everyone else is doing it, and their PlayStation Now is subpar. I mean, look at them. I mean, the thing is, I don't think they don't have that Microsoft money. You know, even though it is Sony, they don't set. I don't think they spend enough on their gaming division like Microsoft would do. And
essentially, what they had to say was, like in a roundabout way, in a very nice way, they said. Oh, we make way too much money off of releasing a game into the wild to put it on a $14.99 service. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just used nice, fun words. Here's the quote.
Well, the nature and the scale of some of the first party games that we're making leads us to think that right now it's better to spend energy on making sure the launch of those games is a massive entertainment event. I would cite that God of War and Spider-Man and Last of Us Part Deux next year will fall into that category.
What is this accent doing?
Well,
from where it began to where it has just ended up.
No clue.
It's taking us on a fucking trip.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that this is a PlayStation Now is going to be like that forever.
All right, Alex, Arthur Morgan.
But certainly right now, given how some of our first party IPs is incredibly special and valuable.
I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, now you're someone from Louisiana.
Chicken hawk at the end. Nah, I say.
Well, I just want to treat them in amazing character.
That is Bill Cosby.
And Arthur launching with Bip clean and Bip.
Those weren't even words at the end.
Bizzle bap.
So, what an interesting character that Ryan is, huh?
Ooh.
Jim Ryan. Head of PlayStation. He doesn't know where he's from.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's Jerem Mumble Rapper Esmo. You know what? Funny fact, we're all mumble rappers.
That's true. What up?
I do it for the money, and then I got it out. Auto-tune. That was horrible. We lost everything.
Yeah, well, you're a terrible mumble rapper because I can understand what you were saying, Kev.
Yeah. Kev is more of our hype man than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. New album.
He's our Flavor Flav. He's our Rick Ross. Oh, wait, no.
I don't want to be your Rick Ross. No, thank you. Or your DJ Khaled.
Yeah, there he is. DJ Khaled.
And another one.
You played yourself. You know who
you
else?
You played yourself, Doug.
You know who else played themselves? It's a good lead-in to our next story.
Good segue.
The founder of Playdead says, hey, guys, 4K gaming, it's useless.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point in time, yes.
No.
Because we've seen with Red Dead, where they can't even run that in 4K.
Okay, you're going to use the most extreme case possible for this?
Yeah.
No. Come on, Kev.
Okay. Then I won't.
That game runs like crap everywhere, and it's got so many bugs. That's a bad example. That's all I'm saying. Okay, it's a bad example.
What's the better example?
The better example is all the successful games that do play in 4K that you can enjoy. I have a ton of games that I've played in 4K that work just fine. Yes, some of the more powerful games that are coming out right now are struggling to hit that 4K mark because the hardware is behind. But I will say that 4K gaming is goddamn beautiful. Like, it is superb looking. I'm playing The Outer Worlds right now in 4K, and it runs 60 plus frames, and it looks just drop dead gorgeous in 4K. I've had my 4K monitor for the last year now, and I think most of my games play in 4K. I know that Doug has a 4K monitor. So some games, yes, you have to tune it down to 1440 in order to.
I play a lot of mine in that instead, for performance reasons, but also because I kind of agree with this, and then I do think that it's ultimately useless when the backing of it is not all there yet, in that, you know, you still have some games that still struggle, and I have a year old computer or whatever that I built that at the time it was top of the line. I mean. Unfortunately, the 2080 is out now, and I have a 1080 Ti or whatever. But, like, it's just like, It's fine. I'm good. I've got this 4K monitor, but it doesn't bother me that if a game isn't like, because again, not everyone's there. I don't have a 4K TV in my living room. I know that like
you will soon.
I will. Well, hopefully. thanks 8-Bit. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We're not there. And the fact that again, they're trying to push 8K and all this stuff yet, but we were talking, I think, a little bit in the pre-show. The TV, like, isn't being shown in 4K for the most part. Like, being from TV stations, are they just? You said they just broadcast the first 4K football game this last week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all that stuff. And it's just we're not quite there yet. We're getting there for sure. But they're already pushing 8K and like 16K or some shit also. And it's just like, motherfuckers, we're not there yet. It's cool we can do it. But there isn't a consumer market for it yet. Because people are just getting to 4K. Like it's
right. And I think you have a great point for on the TV side. But on the PC side, the Playdead
I'm
founder
thinking
is saying,
I'm thinking about the console for that reason.
On PC though, you sit generally 2 or 3 feet away from your screen, which makes 4K look anything that's in 4K looks incredible, because the general distance that you want for 4K versus the TV size or the monitor size makes it perfect for PC, as to where TV, most TVs, you have to be 6 feet or closer in order to even see the difference between 1080p and 4K. Those are facts. I didn't make that up. And so the bigger the TV, the further away you can be. But my thing with saying that it's a gimmick just to sell and to market more, I think is completely wrong. I think that having that mentality never pushes you forward. Like, what was the point of us going from 720 to 1080? Like, when we went to 1080, the cards couldn't do it. A lot of games were pushing it and you couldn't get there. So there's a lot to be said about, like, we're still pushing forward. And yes, while we're not there completely with the games and they don't all run great, when we do get there in a year or two, these games will just continue to look more realistic and look even better with 4K. Because even 4K, even with the anti-aliasing, it pushes the boundaries. And I think that's ultimately what gaming is about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and movies and all that stuff as well. Yeah. I think that part of the issue is we're seeing like larger jumps in technology, and that's been the thing, is that you look at the technology boom and just how things over the last 50 years, how just every year things like upgrade and move faster every year just because of how quickly. But I think we're kind of hitting that stall with 4K. And that, like, we went from 1080 to 4K, like that was a 4K.
Yeah, we kind of skipped 1440, which still looks absolutely gorgeous. Everything in 1440 looks great.
And I think that's part of the thing, is it's just like we're jumping farther and farther ahead, but at the same time, like by the time that it gets pushed out to the consumers and stuff, they're already trying to push the next thing, and you haven't even fully capitalized on this market yet. So people don't have that stuff. And I think that's where it's going to be a problem with gaming, where it's like, a lot of these games and stuff nowadays, or especially with Microsoft and Xbox and stuff, they're going to both PC and Xbox. And while, yes, you may have a better time on the PC, there's still some people who are controllers players. They can't do mouse and keyboard and that. So they're going to buy it on Xbox. Plebs, yeah. And they just can't, as hard as they might, they can't get a console out fast enough to keep up with the amount that we're jumping in graphics and stuff, especially at this point. We were talking a couple of days ago about how the PlayStation 2 is like the number one sold console ever, but it had like an 11-year run. Mm-hmm. And like the PlayStation 4 is what, on year 7, if that? And they're already talking about the next one because we're moving so fucking fast now, they can't goddamn keep up with stuff. And we've talked also about how like almost these like modular type Xboxes and stuff, where you can upgrade your shit inside of it because it needs to keep up. But like, people can't and don't want to do that. Like people that are, you know, for money reasons or whatever. Someone else in the chat mentioned that, you know, minimum wage in America is $7.25 an hour because America's fucking stupid and we treat people like shit. And so, like, you can't afford every 2 years to go get a new console because the graphics have improved so much. You know, I mean, they do it now. I mean, the PlayStation 4 and then the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yeah, PS4 I mean, Pro. We're seeing that.
Xbox One X. You know what I mean? Because, like, we keep fucking moving. We can't fucking stop, like, long enough. And that's where I think in video games, it is kind of a gimmick. Like, what's yes, we need to keep pushing forward, but at the same time, we need to make sure that what we can do looks perfect before we start focusing on what's next.
Like, well, there's, you know, well, the way, I mean, either way that you look at it, 4K is coming and it's here to stay because that's the main push for the new consoles, the new Xbox.
I would say if you want to go the 1440 is like as the as you know, to perfect what's next, I would say most games do look great at it, you know, and mm-hmm. so we should be pushing more for 4K and stuff. But I mean, the fact is, like, again, they're already starting to push stuff for 8K, 8K TVs and projectors and other things. And it's just like, we're not fucking there yet. We're not there yet. Like, people, not everyone has a goddamn 4K TV yet because we're just not there yet. They will after this Christmas because they're so goddamn cheap.
Yeah, they're so cheap. But, you know, I mean, it's the PS5 and the Xbox 964 420
Scarlett
Johansson
good Charlotte edition.
So that is they're both you know, baseline just 4K right out the box, and they're just like, that's what we're shooting for. I think 4K sticks around for a while. I think that's going to be the new standard for a very long time. 8K I think is just, you know, you want to talk about gimmicks, TV manufacturers need to sell something. And they need to sell something to first adopters. And I think 8K is what that is. It's just them trying to sell. And
what it needs to be is they need to make cheaper, more reliable, but also thinner TVs. If you want stuff, you want a TV that you can hang like a fucking photo or like a framed picture on your wall. Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Something lightweight. Like, that should be the next thing. Like, making TVs, I mean, they're already small and light. Make them small and lighter,
yeah,
but with the same resolution and everything. That's where they need to fuck 8K. We're not there yet. You want to sell stuff? Could you imagine putting like framing, looking like a picture frame or like a piece of art or something on your wall and then turning it on?
That's what LG did. Like
4K, exactly.
That's what LG. Yeah, you go to the Best Buy and there's an actual TV let in a picture frame, and then they're just like, there it is.
Yeah, and I know, and that I feel like is, you know, what would sell more, yeah, instead of like trying to like, well, let's, yeah, do 8K. But why? Because no one can fucking use it. Like, they're not going to watch 8K on it because nothing does that.
Chud Fu in the chat says, you know, that's what they said about 1080p. 1080p has had a very long run, my friend.
Yeah.
It's not like we jumped from SD to to 4K. Like, 1080p had a very long run. So
I want
to
say at least 15 years at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe 14 or 15 years. Because I remember the first time I seen a 1080p was like in 2006, like when I first moved in my apartment. No. The next door neighbor had like a sweet 1080p TV.
I would go back to 1999. The release of Matrix was when they first pushed 1080p for the DVDs.
That was 99.
Yeah.
So 20 years ago.
Well, there you go.
So that's a pretty damn good run, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, you know, we could talk about this all day. So yeah. I've seen some of the people also talk. One of the other things that we need better in America before I think 4K will become a full thing is streaming. Not everyone can stream 4K mm-hmm. video, Netflix, all that stuff. While they do provide content that can be streamed in 4K, not everyone can stream that in 4K for bandwidth reasons, because our fucking FCC pieces of shit are pieces of shit.
Fucking Wicton.
You're right, Wicton.
He ain't wrong.
He's not wrong.
I saw it recently because there was the 20th anniversary showing. Although the effects looked amazing because it was in like Sony 4K, Yes, you're right. It was hilarious seeing how behind the times, like when they're hacking, it's like, you know, green screen.
Well, because the movie stuff. And you know
it's
what
the Matrix
takes place in 1999 in the Matrix, so
exactly.
That's what was available at the time. Now what's crazy is when you go watch Blade Runner or whatever that takes place right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year, this month.
This year right now, like literally
November
2019. It's crazy.
This ain't Neo Tokyo.
All right, let's just to go back just one second to the 4K and the TV talk.
God damn it.
Mo, that's why I can't watch Westerns. Not enough cars.
It's what they had available at the time. I think, listen, we just go to checkerboarding.
Yeah. Everyone can handle that.
Oh.
Kev didn't get it.
No, I get it. Right, yeah, Kevin. The 4K PS4 for a pro. Ha ha, Brian.
God, if
Brian's
anyone...
not going to listen to this for like 3 months, but
if anybody's watching, I mean listening, and has gone back to when Kevin was I think deciding or something. We got into a huge argument about fucking checkerboarding, and Kevin was like, "No, it is true 4K." And we're like, "No, it's not. It's checkerboarding." And he's like, "Nah." And we went through this whole thing. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, hey guys, there's this 17-year-old, and his name's Jarvis, and he's a YouTube star, and he cheated in Fortnite. And he made a video about him cheating, and he said, and Epic banned him for it. And he went on and was like, "Well, at the time, I didn't know that I could get banned for something like that." and he's kind of tearing up and stuff. And
someone doesn't read the terms of service.
And so
you always read the terms of service. That's how you end up in a human centipede.
Centipede.
And then his brother in arms, Mr. Ninja, came out and said something real dumb. And he came out and said, "Excuse me, guys." He raised his hand. He was polite about it. He raised his hand, and he was like, "Over here." And then his chat was like, "Oh yeah, go ahead and speak." And he went out and spoke on it, and he said to everybody, "Listen, guys, I don't think that we should punish people who are rich and famous. I think we should punish anyone who isn't." Like, if you've got 0 or 1 or 2, you know, followers, yeah, you should get banned. But if you're making a lot of money off of this, and if you're real popular, you should be able to get away with it. That's my opinion, of course.
That's not verbatim, right?
That's not verbatim, but I mean, it's real damn close, dude.
Oof.
It is really damn close.
Yeah, he did kind of say something along the lines of, like, he has a lot of viewers, he shouldn't get banned for it because this is how he makes his money, which is just kind of like, well, go play Overwatch.
Yeah, why would you use fucking aimbot, especially in the easiest version of fucking Fortnite?
Yeah, so
there's damn bots in the game already.
I'm in the boat where, I'm sorry, you cheat, everyone should be treated the same. I don't care.
Yes, it should not fucking matter.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's incredibly tone deaf of Ninja to be like, well, if you're famous for playing it, you shouldn't get punished for cheating at it.
And
like,
his,
now that's not how
his,
the world works, bud.
And his argument is just, well, he's an entertainer, so he's entertaining people, which then led people to dive in and like start and like, I'm pretty sure that Ninja's cheating as well now.
Yeah, he's covering his own ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, all my, let's start a petition to make sure that famous streamers don't get banned for cheating. Am I right? Like, oh, this is real fun. Oh,
shit. Yeah. Oh, they're catching on.
There's only one signature, and it's his.
No, because he'd have his little like ninja army follow him off a cliff. But, That would be so fucking funny. I honest to God wonder what would happen if he, because what else does he play? He's not PewDiePie. At least PewDiePie like jumps around between games, even though he's a piece of shit too. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever seen Ninja without not, Fortnite.
No, I think he plays like Minecraft here and there, and I think he does some other stuff. And
I'm sure he'd be fine, but how funny would it be if like he got caught cheating, and even Mixer was like, "Ooh, we're gonna cut that contract, bud." Sorry.
I think there's a
You're
huge.
Supposed to be family friendly and for kids and stuff that we use our platform. We can't have you cheating and setting a bad example.
I think there's going to be a lot of regulation going on for esports anyways at some point, because there's been stories coming out that all the players are using all these fucking drugs and shit like to get an edge and so
like Adderall, I would assume.
Some
kind of upper to keep them like all focused on the game.
Yeah, and so
which doesn't surprise me one bit.
And so I guess you know, like competitions and stuff,
Who'd have thought we'd have to piss cup esports athletes? fucking time to be alive.
I'm honest to God surprised they're not already, because again, we already assumed it went hand in hand. Why would they also not assume it went hand in hand and not try to, you know, if we keep our athletes in check for steroids and drug use in check, why would we not do the same for our esports athletes? Because obviously they're probably doing something similar. Again, because you always want to have that edge, and if you're not regulating what they can put in their body, next thing you know, we're going to have all these fucking 20-year-old streamers necessarily, but esports players dropping dead at the keyboard because they fucking took too much of something and their heart goddamn exploded.
Yeah.
So I the fact that they're not somehow regulating that, to me, is fucking mind-blowing.
Especially because some of these prizes are bigger than any sport out there. Like, you know, we're reaching a point where esports is now giving away more money than normal sports, and that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, but I mean, they can drink all the fucking Red Bull and Monster and Bang all that they want, but like the second you start getting into, I don't know, it blows my mind that they're not. I mean, that they're not regulating that shit.
Same.
However, I will say, and I'm sure you guys have seen this meme where it's like, I wish they would create an Olympics for all the people that do the drugs, because I want to see just how far the human body can actually be pushed.
The LSD Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics for cocaine sniffing. They're like, oh, and here we go, Betty Gonoff.
Athletes who use drugs and steroids to perfect their game.
I thought you wanted to see someone just do lines all day.
Just keep doing those lines. No.
My Uncle Phil finally found something he was good at.
Who can drink the most? My grandpa.
Yeah. This fucking beer gut dude just walks in, gold medal.
He won the 2019 Asshole Olympics.
Asshole.
Drinks 60, I don't know,
shots.
Kegs.
60 kegs. 60 whole kegs of Budweiser.
Yeah. He was pretty much just a human straw.
Otherwise known as Tuesday.
Just drinking and pissing. But like athletes who use steroids and stuff, like I want to see those Olympics with these people who have literally just drugged themselves up.
You want to see how
to be the strongest they can be. Knowing that they're probably going to die very young because of how they abuse their body. But yeah, you know, these people who are like doing the bench pressing or whatever, the deadlifts and all that shit, like okay, man who's
punching
on
everybody.
Yes, I want to see those boxers and shit who have just done so many
out.
Drugs. Yeah.
Sammy Sosa's vampire looking ass out there, and fucking Mark McGuire.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Just that Olympics. Knowing full well that they've all done lots of drugs to get there. Drugs and by that I mean like steroids.
Oh man, what an Olympic that would be.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. I mean, so many people would die. Their hearts would just stop. But it's worth it.
Every time the guy pulls the trigger for like the 10-yard dash or whatever, it would only be 10 yards. But like 10, they pull it to just set somebody off like they weren't ready for it, just gives them a heart attack.
That's right on the spot. All right, there's two more stories that we have left, and they're both tied together. And guess what? People are going to love this because it's about Overwatch. And about Blizzard a little bit. I wanted to get into it a little bit because, you know, Jeff Kaplan has always been a fun guy. He's You know, back when he first announced Overwatch, he had a full head of hair. And steadily since the release and in the 2 years that have followed, man, it's really fallen out. He's been under a lot of stress, and he loves that game, and he's you know, kind of in charge of what's going on over there. He's the director of it. And he's called and said that, man, he really wants to see the punishment for Blitzchung's, you know, reduced and or eliminated. And he was shocked by Blizzard's reaction to the call and over him and, you know, the Liberate Hong Kong thing and the controversy. I'm sure everyone knows about it by now. But It leads me to think, I want to believe him, and I want to believe that the team over at Overwatch, like, really do care, and they really, like, they support all free speech, and, like, I want to support them because I love that game and stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, at least they're good guys. But it makes me wonder, like, all right, so did Blizzard's, like, PR team get to Jeff and, like, say these things to make all the fans think that he's a good guy and one, like, just to win people back to Overwatch? It's hard to, like, it's hard to trust anyone anymore over there.
Yeah.
You know? And
but
so
he's been pretty good so far.
I mean, sure. I guess.
I don't know. I would like to believe that he's sincere.
Me too. I would like to believe it, but I can't. I think that's the point of me wanting to talk about it, was just like, I want to believe him because he's been such a good guy and everything, but at the same time, he's still a part of this huge company, and he still has a voice, and he still needs to get people involved in his game.
Right. It would be like, I mean, especially coming from such a big name in Blizzard, I think it's a huge thing, because it's good that he voiced his opinion on that, and like that he kind of supports it. Because, you know, you don't get that. You know, if it was a lesser employee, it would have fallen through the cracks of the news, you know?
Yeah, I hope he's sincere. I guess that's the biggest thing in this. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about Overwatch 2, : the expansion pack. Because this is even more frustrating to people who look at this as an expansion pack and not a sequel. Because I get what they're trying to do, but at the same time, it's just like, all right, guys, like, at what point are we going to admit to ourselves that this is not a sequel? When you say the Overwatch and Overwatch 2 clients will eventually merge to avoid fragmenting the player base. So you're going to make people pay, and I'm only guessing here that they're going to make them pay $60. That, I mean, I have to assume that Activision is behind that pricing to get another $60 out of this.
When this one came out, though, they did have two pricing tiers. They had the regular edition for $40, and then they had the legendary edition that came with bonus stuff for extra games, like World of Warcraft got something, Diablo got something, and then you got some extra skins. I would assume they would probably do that same thing.
Even if it's $40, I think that's too much. I think that if you own Overwatch and you want the, I think the, if you want the HD pack, it should just be free. Like, if you don't want the single player stuff, I think all that should be, everything should be free.
Serve it up a la carte.
And because I think that all you're going to be paying for is the single player stuff. Now, will I buy it? Most likely. If they're back in my good graces.
You're the worst.
What? It doesn't.
You were the
out.
Worst.
It's not going to come out until like 2020. So if they fix things, then I'll probably buy it.
Till like 2020, you mean next year?
It's not coming out. Next year.
2021. It'll come out 2021.
Yeah. If it came out next year, it would be like a December release. It would be super late. But I don't think it's going to. The worst, because I mean, just the. Sure. Yeah, they may fix things by then, but I don't know. To me, like, it's a little too late sort of thing. But this should have been we did this thing, and then an immediate oh shit, we're sorry, we fucked up. This is done, and a full apology, not the bullshit that the dude spewed from his mouth.
I fully agree, man. I fully agree.
Well,
I also feel like you should
completely back it up, because I don't think that it's worth it to like give in to a company because they're selling you a new game. Even if
I agree, because
of how fucked up it is.
But I think, I mean, you also have to consider, like, I have such a love for the game, it's hard for me to let it go. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just tough to, it's tough to say goodbye to something that you really care about.
I mean, I get it. Because if it came out that, like, Kathleen Kennedy and everyone in Star Wars sacrifices babies to make Star, no, maybe then I'd be fine.
In order to power the machine, they need babies.
It would take a lot for me not to like Star Wars, but I get it in that regard. Like, you know, it's hard to, when you love something, to let it go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. You know what? But that's what I think the problem is, though, is that there's still people out there who are like actively still buying and playing. Like,
right.
But it's the same people who like a week ago were like, ah, fuck Blizzard. They treat people like shit. This is uncalled for. Now, what's my password again? I gotta log in real quick.
I gotta get that update. So no, I agreed, and that's why I haven't gone back and played again. I am trying to stand for my beliefs, and you know, I do want to see them turn over a new leaf and like actually show that they care, and Activision to release something, and everyone to be like, you know what, guys, you're right. We shouldn't let a government control our business decisions, and you know, we're reinstating him. We've given him back his stuff, and we believe in what our plaque says on the outside of our offices that say that everyone has a voice. And yeah. So until that happens,
And I get that, like, he broke rules, like he went against like what he was supposed to, you know, and stuff. But the overreaction was the killer. If it had just been like a single game ban, like you don't get to participate in the next X amount of matches, because the same thing happens in other sports. You act out, mm-hmm. you do something you're not supposed to do that goes against like the contract you've signed with the X, you know, league or whatever. Like, then
you get fined,
punished, and fined appropriately. But this was a complete overstep. And the complete overreaction in the worst possible way, in a way that does not make their company look good. And the fact that they haven't really done anything really to apologize for it or anything. I mean,
I think that's
the big problem.
I think that's a great way to look at it. And I think I fully agree with that. Like, if this was the NFL, and the NFL has done this where they've enforced, they're like, okay, we have these rules. You can't go and do things like beat your wife. You know, like, we will get rid of you for that. You know, like, there are rules in place that say you have to act a certain way. I get that he did something wrong. He could have been suspended for a couple games or a couple matches and just been like, hey, this is the enforcement. But they were so scared of losing China, because look at the NBA. Like, they're completely banned. South Park is banned for even mentioning their name.
They went all in. They deserve to be banned on that one.
But you know, they're so the thing that made them look so bad is that they looked like they were being controlled by the Chinese government.
Yeah.
And overreaction by them and the non apologies and everything, I think, is what really turns me off to them. And you know, all it would have taken was them to have a real apology and like to reinstate everything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he can still be banned for X amount of games and whatnot and all that. But yeah. And just an acknowledgement of their mistake and an acknowledgement for it is all they need to do. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing, but it's just, they're like infants in a way where it's like, they just dig their heels into the sand and they refuse to apologize, even though they know they're wrong. You know, it's so childish and immature. Which is, I should say, it's surprising coming from Blizzard, but, you know, Blizzard, Activision, all that bullshit. So I'm not too surprised. But at the same time, it's just like, so this is so fucking easy. And you had the biggest platform to do that last weekend, or whenever that was, 2 weekends ago.
And
at fucking BlizzCon. And you just mm-hmm. fucked it up.
And Wickton says, if they do apologize, then they are liable to get sued. Well, take it. You got enough money. Take that lawsuit, pay it out, and just be like, you know what? This is what we deserve for for our mistake and then move on. And sued
by who? Who exactly? By him? Because if they reinstate him and as well as his winnings, I mean, he still would have been banned, and you do retroactive banning or whatever. Like, okay, here's a punishment that would have served anyone else.
Yeah,
time served, and he's back in anyway.
Because he is under contract. I mean, he signed a contract stating, you know, all this stuff.
But they sue, but then the stuff gets settled. But I mean, anyways, like he would have. I mean, yeah, I think they would have been like, okay, well, you can come back and play. You've been out for X amount of games. You're fine. Mm-hmm. You still have all your money. You're fine.
Which I'm glad that they gave him back all of his money, but they kept the, and I think what he got, they lessened the ban to 6 months instead of lifetime or a year, something like that.
He was out for the rest of the year. The rest of the season.
And so all that I need is hey, we're truly sorry. Like it's really our fault. Hey, come on. and then we're good. And then I can come back and play. But until then, that's our show. If you have questions for us, if you want to keep on chatting, stay tuned for the after show. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.